that he heard from a Yid by the name of Yitzhak Zalman Hacherman, who knew an old chassid that used to travel to the Tish of the Blei Eger. And that Yid said that he remembers seeing with his own eyes as the Tzodek HaKoyen pushing at the table, you know, to see and to hear a Blei Eger just like any Poshet HaChosid. Despite the fact that the Tzodek HaKoyen was a chaver with a Blei Eger, they're both Talmidim of the Rebbe Vishbitzer. But once that Blei Eger became the Rebbe, Tzodek became the Chosid and would push and shove like anybody else and did not take any covet for himself. Interesting thing is, there's a sefer called Chusid Avraham, and he brings there that Tzodek HaKoyen once mentioned that he knew a Chosid, he knew a certain Chosid, he knew a Chosid Echot that did not have any children altogether, and nevertheless this Chosid was B'simcha Rabba Moed. Because the Chosid expressed, he says, because Sof Kol Sof, after the fact, since he doesn't have any children, Nanele, he does not have to share Ahavas Bonin with the love that he can now devote totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, a father and a mother who have children, there's just the natural instinct of Ahavas, the love that they give to the children. In a certain sense, so now the love that a person has in his heart is shared between Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some of it is left over to the people that are closest to him. But this Chosid said that now that he does not have any children, he says, B'simcha Rabba, that this is the Gzeir L'maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's accepted fully. And he's B'simcha because now he can totally, completely give his Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chassidim who sat around the Tzaddik says that he really meant himself. The Tzaddik L'maisa, unfortunately, did not have any children. He's speaking about another Chosid who was, he said it was the Simcha Rabba, that he's able to give and devote his complete Ahava and love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He really was speaking about himself. He also mentioned that he knew a Chosid, said with Tzaddik, that always used to say that he's not afraid, he's not worried about Gehenna. He says, why? He says, if he should go to Gehenna, he'll have this chus to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say, Yofa Danto, Yofa Chiyafto, Tzaddik Adin, the big madrega to be able to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. No kunst to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are going your way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the things that makes us really happy. So we recognize the Dvarim HaTovim Shebehem. But it's a greater, much, much greater madrega namuna when we're able to accept the things that go against what we really believe to be our toiva. And so that's what the whole idea of Tzaddik Adin. So he mentioned, he says, if you go to Gehenna, he said, he's all right, we've done fine, he says, because then he would have the opportunity to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a totally different way, by saying Yofo Danto and Yofo Chayavto. And what we have here now, which is Parshas Poro, we have a number of items, you know, from the Tzaddik. Actually, the first item that we have from the Sefer Pri Tzaddik, the Parshas Poro, is really an appreciation or an introduction, if you will, to understand the relevance of Parshas Poro Bizman Hazeh. Of course, we understand what it meant Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Yekayim, but what is the relevance of the Kriya of Parshas Poro Bizman Hazeh? The first item we take a look at over here is, again, this is from the Pri Tzaddik, the Pesikta Rabosi, says in the Pesikta Rabosi, which is the Medrash, the Parshas Poro, it says, Melameh, that we learn out, Shenitne Loi HaParsha Hazeh, that this Parsha was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloi Tozuz Menenu, what the Medrash tells us is that Parshas Poro is something that will have eternal relevance. It's not only to the time that the Poro Aduma and the Parsha was given, but this is something that will never be removed. The obvious question of Tzaddik asks is V'yesh Lehovin, for Parshas Poro Noig Ragbiz Manche Beis Hamikdash Yekayim. We know that Parshas Poro was only noyik while we had a Beis Hamikdash, and since then, the nignas efer poro mitonu, any of the leftover ashes that might have been left over, is nignas, we don't have it today, etc., etc. These are Yerushalmi, also we find Yerushalmi, well-known Yerushalmi, Perigimel de Megillah, Yishalmi questions, why is it that Parashas Parah is before Parashas HaChodesh? In chronological order, it should be Fakert. Why? Yishalmi asks and says, because Bedin Hu Shitagdim HaChodesh, but Parashas HaChodesh, which is the last in the order of the Dalet Parashas, should really be before. Why? Because Shebe'echad Benissen Hukim HaMishkan. Parashas HaChodesh, right? The Shchodesh Nissan. Ubisheni Nissan Vaporah. So the Tzreif of Paraduma really was Yom Sheni B'Chodesh. So Parashas HaChodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh, is obviously before Sheni B'Chodesh. So Parashas HaChodesh should really be read before Parashas Parah. Why is it that Parashas Parah is Chodesh? The Lama, he says, is Parah Kodemes, Shehita Rosen Shekol Yisrael. So the Yishalmi says, because being that Parah Aduma really is the Hachonah to the entire theme of Parashas HaChodesh, which in fact is Korban Pesach and so on, so in order to make a proper hachana, the idea of purity has a din kadima, the inyan of tahara, which Parshas Parah contains. That is why Parshas Parah is first. So here again, the question is asked of Tzadik. V'tzorech lehovim, mazet teretz v'zman hazeh she'ein lanu migdash v'efer parah. Today we're only reading it, and since we're only reading it, we don't really have the efer haparah. And therefore, if we are only reading it, we should really read it in order. Parshas HaChodesh really, which came first, which is Rosh Chodesh. And then Parah Aduma, which was Sheni B'Chodesh. And if we'll be Zeiches as a Tzadik, and Mashiach will come, so then we'll do the Parah Aduma L'maise. The Vimnitzke V'Yivne HaMikdash, Yoidiyu Mokoyim Efer Parah, will be told, we'll find out where the Efer is. Right? The Yugdim Taharos on the Pesach. And we'll be Magdim, we'll do the Tahara then. What is the Inyan today, B'Zman HaZeh, that we read Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh? Achneres as a Tzadik Yimidich Siv. You know that the Pesach says, Zoyz chukas ha-toyra v'loik siv zoyz chukas ha-pora. This is a kasha that actually is raised by the Rechaim HaKadosh Din Koymoy. Parashas Parah Aduma is not talking about dinim, general dinim in the Torah. It's talking specifically about Parah Aduma. So really, in fact, it should have said zoyz chukas ha-pora. As we find, kein dechsiv, zoyz chukas ha-pesach. It doesn't say zoyz chukas ha-toyra about the Korban Pesach, because we're talking specifically about the Korban Pesach. Here too, it should have said zoyz chukas ha-pora. Why is it mentioned Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? Says the Tzadik, you know why? Because here lies the secret of the relevance of Parah Aduma for all time. Balarama is the Pasuk with these words, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah is coming to tell us. Aderech Mashim Etzino, like we find in the end of Masechtas Menachot. Shadarsha that we darshan in the Pasuk, Zoyz Torah Sachatos. The Zoyz Torah Sa'osho. So the Chazal darshan kolo Oisik B'Torah Chatos is kilo Hikrib Chatos. That even if you don't have a Korban Chatos, like Bizman HaZeh, but if you're Oisik in the parish of Chatos, and you learn the halachas of a Chatos, it's like you were Makra of a Chatos. It says similarly, Kol Oisik B'Teiris Oilah, Kili Hikriv Oilah, and so on. V'chein Zoyz HaTorah Li Oilah, Kol Oisik B'Teirah, Ein Tzorach Loi Oilah, and so on, Ein Shom. Says the Tzadik, the truth is that Kein Nirmaz Kan, that this idea the Torah wants to be Meramis to us over here, Bameshe Kosav, Zoyz Chukas HaTorah Shal Yedei Kriyas HaParasha, that through reading the Parasha Yehye Ki'ilu HaKoyen Soyrev HaPorah Metaret Yisroel. The Tzadik says we do not lose any of the Koyach Tahara Bizman HaZeh merely because we don't have an actual Parah Aduma. Because being that we are able to read the Parasha, the Torah is telling us Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. It doesn't say Zoyz Chukas HaPorah because we don't have the Parah. But what we do have for all time, the Torah we're always going to have, and we have the Torah. If we have the ability to read the parashah of the Torah, this will achieve for us, and will accomplish what the actual Parah Aduma was able to accomplish. Okay, and Shematzinu. And Tzadik right away cross-references, and we might remember, because we did a shir on that in Parashah Shkolim. You might remember that the particular lashon that was said by Parashah Shkolim, which Chazal said that Kosh Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Medrash Tanchuma, Kishem Shata Oime, just like now, Moshe, when you're alive. Now you're Mamish alive. But the Zaykev is Roshon. And you're lifting up the heads of Klal Yisrael, Kisiso as Rosh. Kach b'chol shono v'shono shekoyed in Oysa, so to every year when you'll read Parashat Shkolim b'fonai, ki ilu ato oime shom b'oysa shom v'zaykev is Roshon. So what did we see by Parashat Shkolim? What was the haftocha there? V'hainu. Shepoyel ha-kriya b'parashat v'ha-cheshik. The Tzadik always learns pshat, he says it many times, that the idea of reading a parasha, why is this a magical formula?
So you read the parasha, you get credit for doing it. Tov kol tov, you only read the parasha, but you didn't actually do the avodah. The Tzaddik says, when you read the parasha, it means is you are demonstrating that you are yearning and you are hoping and you are wishing for the time to be able to be mekayim these mitzvahs. So the cheshik and the desire that you have translates mamish into a maisa. That is the koyach of cheshik, and that is the koyach of a desire. If you have a drive and you have a genuine rotzen, the koyach of a rotzen is beyond gevul, beyond there, and turns into a maisa. That's the idea of the kriyas parsha. That the cheshik sheyesh b'leiv lekayim ve'eish shiyuchal k'moysha yimekayim v'poil. That's what we're being told in parsha shkolim. That the tzaddik, the Torah is being maram, is the same thing here too. That the purification process that Poradum achieves, of course, we don't have Poradum today, so we all Tumei Mason. So don't ask that how can it be, after all, Rav Tzaddik says, if we read the parasha, Rav Tzaddik says very clearly, the Krisa parasha works in any area which is Benegei the Nishama. Because when you're dealing with Tumei Tahara, we're not just dealing with the physical, we're also dealing, of course, with the spiritual. And regarding the neshama, anything regarding the purification process, regarding the neshama, regarding the nefesh, the kriyas parsha will take care of that and will create that koyach of tahara. This is what the Yerushalmi says. Shehi taharoson shel kol Yisrael. It means even now, because the Tzaddik says that was then. Maybe we're reading parshas Pora before parshas Achodesh, because parshas Pora is the tahara of kol Yisrael. And the kasha was, but today we don't have Pora Duma, so we don't have the real koyach of tahara. So why again today? Why today do we read Torah before Chodesh? Torah says no, it's not lost. It never was lost, because the Kriya itself is mashlim that which we cannot do before. So when the Yerushalmi says that Torah is before Chodesh because of the Harotan Shal Yisrael, it's not referring only to them. It's referring today as well. That today we have that Koyach of Tahara. Umikan Sad the Semach. He says, and this in fact is a good raya for Hapoiskim the Kriya's Parshas Torah Doraisa. He says. Because in fact, by reading the parasha Paraduma, we in fact have Paraduma. There's no question, in other words, what the Tzaddik is telling us. There's no question, had we had a Paraduma, there's no question there's a Chiv Menat Torah to use it. Because how can we be Makri the Korban Pesach if we don't have the Tahara Paraduma? We would all be Tamei Mason. So certainly if we would have had a Korban Pesach, there's no question we would have had a Chiv Gomer to do Paraduma. So the Tzaddik, so in the same way that we would have had a Chiv Gomer to do Paraduma if we would have had the Parah, well, today the Kriyas HaParsha achieves the Koyach of Tahara in the same way that the Paraduma did. So this is Iraya, he says, to those opinions of the Poiskim that hold, because it's a Machlokes in the Poiskim, whether in fact it's so Parshas Zoch is the Raisa. Parshas Paraduma is not, everybody agrees to that. But this would be Iraya to those Poiskim. Now that we understand, what Kriyas HaParsha is, not just a mitzvah or a zecher to something. You learn that the Kriya Parshas Paraduma is just a zecher, right? Zecher the Paraduma. That's not a deraisa, maybe. It's just a zecher. That's what we're saying. It's not just a zecher. We're actually creating tahara. And to create tahara was a necessity, certain bizman abai. We would have had to be makrav a Paraduma. The same way we are also able today to achieve tahara, and therefore it is a necessity. The zeshom rubi rishalmi de mahaitame higdimul the Parshas Parah shehita rotin shal Yisrael. The zeshom rubi psikte. And that, in fact, is what the Medrash tells us. That this parasha was given to Aharon Shlitozos Memenov Loi Mibonov Atzof Kol Adoiris, even after the Beis Hamikdash was already Chorus, even though we have no Beis Hamikdash, because she inyan parasha zu noeg li'olam, the neshama of the parasha still remains, the essence of the parasha still remains, the pnimius of the parasha we still have. She av bishosha ein mikdash moel kriyas al. We can imagine if the Ziv the Kohanim today would be doing the Avodah, the Shomrei Das at Tahara Shel Yisrael. So that tells us it's an amazing thing that we have to realize when we hear the Kriya Parshas Paraduma. Understand, it's not some Kriya. Like you read, like any Shabbos, like you read, that's the Parsha. It's not just a Zecher, but actually we are creating Tahara. Which means that after a Yid heard the Kriya Parshas Paraduma, the Yid is no longer the same Yid. Because it's the Yid who has been purified. The Yid who underwent the process of Tahara for purification, he underwent a full Tahara of Tahara Sanefesh, and now he became a Yid who is Moli Tahara. Not the Zelda Yid anymore. This is an entirely different attitude that we have when we hear now Kriyas HaParsha. We're not just trying to fulfill some sort of a mitzvah, but rather this is achieving actual Tahara. That is the Koyach, as the Tzaddik says, it is Ki'ilu Nase HaPora Al Yedei HaKoyhanim. That's what's happening, that's what's taking place when we hear the Kriyas HaParsha of Parshas Parah. So that is number one. That is an appreciation of understanding the relevance of the Kriya of Parashas Por Aduma Bizman Hazeh, even though we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. That we're still achieving in the same way the Koyach of Tahara Ki Ilu B'Koyhanim will be doing the Avodah regarding the Por Aduma. Now we move to the other item again. The relationship between Por Aduma to all of the Dalet Parashas. Again, this is a Rishalmi. This is something we touched upon in the Chumashir, right? Remember we did last week. We discussed the Dalet Parashas. The Matfet, the Sefer that we quoted, they quoted the Tzadik in a number of times. The Rishalmi, this is a Rishalmi in Megillah Perigimel. Rishalmi says an incredible analogy, draws a parallel which seemingly seems to have no shaykhis. But Rishalmi says as follows, that Ein Mafsikin Bein Por Lachodesh. We know that in the Dalet Parashas we have a Shabbos Hapsokeh, right? We have a Shabbos Hapsokeh. Said the Rishalmi, you can have a Shabbos Hapsokeh. You don't have to have every Shabbos a consecutive parasha. But no Hapsokeh between Por and Chodesh. You can have Hapsokeh between the first three. But you cannot make a Hapsokeh between Por and Chodesh. After Por comes Parashas HaChodesh. And the Rishalmi draws an analogy, Om Rishloki Simoneim de Ilan Parashas is Bein HaKoyses Salolu. Take the Dalet Koyses. We have Dalet Parashas. We have Dalet Koyses. What's the halacha by Dalet Koyses? The Dalet Koyses halacha is a person is allowed to drink, right? Between Koys Rishon and Koys Sheni if he has to. Certainly between Koys Sheni and Shlishi that's the Suda of other we eat and drink. But between Koys Shlishi and Koys Revi it is also to drink. You're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth Koys. So the Rishalmi, the same way that you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth Koys, there is no Hapsokeh either between the third Parashia to the fourth Parashia. Between Por and Chodesh is no Hapsokeh. So the Rishalmi, that by the Koys is Imrota Lishnas Yishte. But Ben Ashlishi, L'Revi, Lo Yishte. So too. So the Tzadik, I want you to understand, when the Rishalmi makes a moshul, you know, out of left field, bringing in Dalet Koyses, you have to realize this is not just a simon. It's not just a simon like, you know, by association. Oh, we have such a, right? We have such a thing. But Dalet Koyses, we see such a thing, there's no Hapsokeh between the third and the fourth Koyses, so to here. But rather, there is a shaykhus, an integral shaykhus, between the two situations. Between the idea of the Dalet Parashas and the Dalet Koyses. And that is, he says, Bevadai ein divrei Rishalmi nemorim rak l'simen b'yalma. Here the Rishalmi was not merely said as a simen. Remember, there is such a situation. There is no shtia between Koy Shlishi and Koy Revi. Mele here also. Not just as a simen b'yalma. Rather, there is a connection. There's a joint connection in the essence, in the pnimis advorim between these two situations. He says, Rak mitnesha be'etzem hem shoy rishechot. Inyan kriyas adalat parashis, im adalat koyses, Shehem keneged dalet lishoyne shel geula. We all know that. That the idea of the dalet koyses is to demonstrate, right? Keneged the dalet lishoyne is the different lishoyne that we have regarding geula. Shenemra b'mitzrayim v'hoytesi, v'italti, v'goalti v'lokachti. Says Reb Tzadik, what do these dalet lishoyne have in common? Says Reb Tzadik, what they have in common is v'hinei v'hoytesi v'italti v'goalti. Kulam mashme'usam hayitziyem ra. The Tzadik separates the Gimel Lashonis between the fourth Lashon. The fourth Lashon is Velakachti. Velakachti, you move aside. Step aside. The three first Lashonis, Voitesi, Vitalti, Vigalti, all of them are the Bechin of Sur Merah, just different dimensions of Sur Merah. Right? Redeeming and removing ourselves from bad and from evil. Voitesi, Vitalti, Vigalti. Everything has to do with the Bechin of Sur Merah. That is what the three Lashonis have in common. So, since Voitesi Vitalti Vigalti Kulam Ashmosa Mayitzi Merah, Vehei Meramzim Reb Tzadik suggests Al Taharas HaNefesh Misholish Klippis HaTumah. And here again Reb Tzadik discusses something that we had in a different situation, Hakina Vatayva Vakovit. Seems that Reb Tzadik can't say enough about these things. These are these three in Yonah that are Mayitzi and it's Odom and Oilom. So there are so many areas where Reb Tzadik underscores this and emphasizes this. And he always finds to make a connection between the avoda that we have in many areas, which corresponds to these three klippas, to these three sources of tumah, the three sources of tumah, kina, taiva, kovach, mitzina, sodom, and oilom, the heim, gimel, minei, tumah, sanefesh. These three again correspond to the other three major tumah, sanefesh that we know. Terua is one, mitzayra, vizav is the second one, and vitom, elanefesh is the tom, emes. And the Tzadik again points out that these three tumahs, correspond to the three middas hashchosis, the kinnah, taiv, and kovet. As he goes on to show, ki tzaraat, because again, what is the shayrish of tzaraat?
Ki hakas vehakina.
That's where tzaraas comes from. It's because of lashon hara, which stems from kas, which stems from kina, from jealousy. And what is the upshot? What is the fate of one who is nichshul in these inyonim? What is the din of a mitzayra?
Ashehu mishulach gam emachni Yisrael.
A mitzayra is sent out of all three camps, because you know there is machne shchina, which is the holiest, and then the second is machne levi or machne Yisrael. The mitzayra, right, not only is he mishulach, he can't enter machne shchina, machne levi, but even the machne Yisrael.
He says, why? Nishemidezu ein la shum shayrish bekedusha.
The kas and kina have no room, he says. It has no room, he says, in any area of kedusha. And even though Reb Tzadik is in a different place pointed out, we find kinoyis in such situations. That's only bizman hazeh, he says. But ultimately, in avodas Hashem, kas is something. Now we have kudas hamolek. We may have to use the union of kas. But ultimately, when you come to it with the ultimate conclusion, he says, kas and kina really have no room. Mameli says, this is just a temporary situation that we may have to use sometimes in this world, he says. But basically, the idea is to eradicate and get rid of kas and kina. So Mameli says, so a person who possesses and is involved in these situations is mishulach from all three machnes. Machnes so as well.
Now, there, Boatik, and suggested Tzadik, that's Parashat Shkolim.
Parashat Shkolim is the antidote kineged kina of the three. Right? Kina tithing covet, Parashat Shkolim comes to be misakim, the area of kina. How do we prove that? The Tzadik, because the Isa. Because we know the Medrash tells us, and again this is the Rishalmi as well, Atem mechatzim b'noshel Rachel, like Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you sold Yosef. You sold the son of Rachel. Mechiras Yosef. So Mamela, you sold him to Esrim Kesef. Esrim Kesef is referring to Esrim Geira Hashokel, right? Esrim Geira Hashokel. So Mamela, it's Esrim Kesef. And since you sold him, Leficach Yeh Al Kol Echot Ve'Echot, therefore, as a kapara magia beka la gulgoilis machzis hashekel. As he points out, because if you take a look, it comes out that esrim mo, esrim kesef, esrim mo is the smallest coin of silver. Mo is the smallest coin of silver. 20 mo's work out to 5 shkolim. 5 shkolim work out to be, because one shekel is 4 zuz, 4 mo. So 5 shkolim work out to be 20. So esrim kesef is 5 shkolim. And being Rabbi said that there were 10 brothers, right? The 10 brothers, right, who sold Yosef for 5 shkolim, so it comes out for each brother a half a shekel. Right? 10 brothers, right? 10 brothers who sold Yosef for 5 shkolim. So it's magia for each and every one, comes out of chin of a machzis a shekel. So that's a chazal. Nothing, you can't argue with that. That's a chazal here. Says the Tzadik, but the observation what we make from this is, u'mechiras Yosef ha'im etzad kina. Because Yosef came from kina. Shenema, the Pesuk says, v'yikanu bo'yecho. Of course, with all of the hoyche perushim that we know, you know, and all the different interpretations, but the pasuk yipshutoi, right, that says ve'yikano bayechov, there's something to teach us here, that there's something here that has to do with kina, whatever the level we're going to talk about, but lamaita ve'yikano bayechov. So being that Parshas Shkolim is related to Mechiras Yosef, which the shayrish of Mechiras Yosef came from kina, so Parshas Shkolim, Tainas of Tzadik, is connected the bitul of the midah of kina. That's the Parshas Shkolim. That's the way the Parshas Shkolim. A tikkun in the area of kin. Let's go now to the next parsha. What is the next tumah that we have? Is tumah zov. After Mitzayra, he mentioned what zov. Zov, of course, is a tumah ayoytze megufoy. It's a tumah that comes out of the body of a person, a discharge. But that comes zov is habo mitzat taive. That which comes mitzat taive, ein mishulach rak v'machna leviyo. We know that the zov was not sent out of all three machnas. He was only sent out of Machna Leviya, not he could remain a Machna Yisrael, right? Could remain a Machna Yisrael, but he was Meshulach Machna Leviya. Why? Mipnei sheyeshla shayrish b'kedusha. Because interesting enough, remember he said Taiva has a positive side to it as well. Because the Iker Siba that Kabarcha created Taiva was we should use that desire for Torah. We should use that Cheshik to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just because if we have our Nisyonis, so we abuse that Koyet. And we take that drive, and it's misguided and it's misdirected into the other direction. But taiva has a function, a positive function. And remember, we learned that Tzadik said that Zemin says Yetzer is neither good nor bad. That's what we say Yetzer Toiv or Yetzer Ra. Because the generic interpretation of Yetzer means Cheshik. That a person was endowed with a tremendous amount of Cheshik. Whether it's going to be L'Toiv or L'Ra, that's up to the person. So Mamela, this is that, so Taiva Be'etzim has a very, very positive side. It was created for a positive purpose. As the Tzaddik points out, this is, by the way, the source is from the Zohar. They have the Shoyed B'Kedusha L'Chamidu D'Oraisa, which is desire Torah. So people were created with great ambitions. So people take it to have ambitions not to make money, people have ambitions to build buildings, people use their ambitions for other things. But the real reason why Kodesh Baruch created the Inyan of Taivet was to be used for a positive reason for Torah. Shulazen Nivra HaYetzer Shul Cheshit. Because Yetzer basically means Cheshit Al Derech Shenemar, the Yetzer Machshev Ois Levav Amecho. Like Apo Oisoi Ra. That's a Lashon of Chazal, by the way. Kodesh Baruch says, you turned it into bad. I didn't turn the Yetzer Hara into Dafke Yetzer Hara. I gave you the Koyach of Cheshit. That same energy of Cheshit can be used for positive. However, the human nature is that we take it and we misuse it. And we use it for the wrong thing. So he says, so being a kaponim, that the idea of Taiva has a positive force, so he's allowed to remain a Machne Yisrael. Because the essence of Taiva, which brought him Lamaisa to Ziva, the Shairish of Taiva has the Shairish in Kedusha. It's only the Machne Leviyah that doesn't belong for now. Why? Because the Machne Leviyah, he says, is the Machne Taiva. Because the Leviyim were separated, right? That instead of tilling the soil, that they get the miser from the are supported by the Bnei soil. As the Rambam says, as a matter of fact, every Ben Torah is Meshevet Levi. Shevet Levi is the Shevet of Torah. Had the person, the individual, used the Koyach HaTorah, he would not have come to the Taiva of Ziva, because Barasa Yetzirah, Barasa LeTorah Tavlin. The Torah would have been the antidote to the Taiva. It's obviously the Zav that fell into the, right? Fell into the Matzav of Taiva. That fell into the pit of Taiva, because it didn't utilize the positive force of Torah. He didn't utilize the positive force of Torah. He does not belong for the moment in Machna Levia, because Machna Levia, Shevet Levi, is the Shevet of Torah. Yairu Mishpatech Ola Yaakov, and so on and so forth. So therefore, Mokoponim be Machna Levia, Shehem Bnei Torah. Kwan Shenema, that says Hashem Hu Nachlosoi. Shevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Nachla. V'noitl Meiser, why is he taking Meiser? Kedei Shiyeponu the Torah. So the Shomen and Ichnas, there, the Zov cannot enter. Ki HaTorah Hu Tavim Leisahor. Obviously, he showed that he separated himself. He did not avail himself of the Koyach HaTorah. That's why he fell into the pit of Taiva. K'mashon Mechazal in Pogibach Menuvel Zeh, V'hayne Yetzer Hara, the Taiva Moshchele Beis Medrash. And if the Tzaddik said in a different place, Moshchele Beis Medrash means take the Taiva of Yetzer Hara, turn that Taiva into a Cheshik for Torah. That's what means Moshchele Beis Medrash. Take that Yetzer Hara, which is a lowly Taiva, which is a base Taiva, take the Beis Medrash means and use it. Use it and transform it into a positive force for Torah. Says Reb Tzaddik, so now that we're dealing with the second midah, Kina, we took care of that Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim is the Parsha which is the Bitul Keneged Kina. Says Reb Tzaddik, now comes Parsha Zocher Keneged, the Bitul of Taiva. That's the second Parsha Keneged, the second midah. Kina Vataiva Vakovit. Now we're up to Kin Taiva. So Parsha Zocher develops Reb Tzaddik is Limchoy Zecher Amolik Shal Klipezu. Because what is the essence of Amalek? Amalek is the Shairish of Tumah in those areas. K'mon Shenemar Asher Karcha. Karcha is from Moshim Keri. The East of the Medrash says Karcha Timacha. The Medrash Beferish teaches the word Karcha means Timacha. It was Matamayu. Right? The simple shot is, of course, Asher Karcha Baderach, he chanced upon you, right? He happened upon you. The Chazal, don't be so nice. Asher Karcha means he was Matamayu. Poshe. Asher Karcha. He was Matamayu. And what's the Shairish of the word Karcha to be Matana? Dilik is in Shairish. Says the Medrash. Kedah the Atoma. Similar as we find Ashala Yetor Mikre Lailo. So Karcha from Lashon Mikre Lailo. In addition, we find what else do Chazal say? Begam Shoy Zoyrik Milis Klapamalo. We find that Amalek threw the foreskins, right, to show this is all to be Mavatl and to make Chazik and to denigrate the whole Inyan of Mitzvah Mila, the whole Inyan of Olah, the whole Inyan of Brith. So the Shairish of Klipas Amalek is the area of Taiva. So Kenegid the Hashkosa, Kenegid the Midah of Taiva comes the Kriya Parsha Zohar. So Kina was the Kriya of Parsha Shkolin, was to be Mavatal, the Klipa of Kina. Parsha Zohar to be Mavatal, the Klipa of Taiva. Now we go back to the top, go further. The Tomal and Nefesh, then we had the third Tumah, right? We had Mitzayra, we had Zav, Tomal and Nefesh is Tumas Mes. So the Tzadik with Tomal and Nefesh, but Tumas Nefesh comes mitzad Tumas Meis. Where does the whole idea of Tumas Meis come from? Tumas Meis, you go back in the source of history, the historical fact of how did it come about, the whole Inyan of Misa B'Olam, bo mitzad kovid v'hisnasus. It started because of kovid, because of glory. It's because of arrogance. It came from the Eitzah of the Nochash. Remember, what did the Nochash use? What was the argument the Nochash used to entice? The Yisem Kelikim. Oh, the mensch will zana God. It's not enough to be a person. How is it zana mensch? The Yisem Kelikim. No, it's not enough. He ever zana God. Yisem Kelikim. Want to be a God. And the Emes says, he says, the Tzaddik says, that the Inyan of Gaiva is something which is inherent in the Bria. It's easier for a person to slip in that area. Because the Zen is tired. This is a consequence. Mitzad ishtalshulus tzimtzim habriya shehoya bilvush hahisnasus. In other words, the Tzaddik is saying there was a force of dominance in the Bria, because this was intended for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Moloch Geyus Lodesh. So there is a force of dominance in the Bria, but this was intended for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens is, this force is abused by many kings. The Tzaddik says in many places, like Nebuchadnezzar and so on, they thought that they ruled the entire world. They thought the gods themselves, Nimrod and so on and so forth, right? So maybe they took the power and the glory for themselves. Instead of dedicating all of that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took it for themselves. Says of Tzaddik, this person, who is a Tamil or Nefesh, the Zehu Einem Mishulach Rak L'machne Shechinah. Because why? Because you cannot share it with the Shechinah. If the Inyan of Misa, which came about because of COVID, and it's Nasus, the Yisem Kelikim, you cannot share that. That's the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovesh. And the Chalal of so many Mamori Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whoever is the Balgaive, Kolam is Ein Ani V'hu Yochot Moder Echov, you cannot live side by side. So Machne Shechinah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place, you cannot be there. You're sent out of Machne Shechinah. However, he says, you're not sent out of Machne Leviyah. You know why? Because the Inyan of Gaiva, at least a shred of it, or somewhat, says no one is really immune. Even Leviyan have it too. He says, because in order to purify, to be Mevarer, to purify, to get rid of every shemitz of Gaiva, he says, meantime, says Noye Gambe Bnei Yodom. The Avoider, dealing with Gaiva is Noye Ibn Bnei Yodom Gedoylim. Even people who have grace in Neshamah, says the study. There's an S, of course. Not a Balgaiva like you think about a low Balgaiva. But there is a certain level, there's a certain level of Gaiva which every person has to deal with on his level. We deal with that. And therefore, you cannot say it doesn't belong to Machna Leviya, because Machna Leviya also has it. The people in Machna Leviya, the Gedoylim, even those who have Nefoshes Gedoylim, he says have the same thing. As he says, Kemoshe Shemanu Barabenu HaKodesh, again the Ishbitze. As we heard, he says, Barabenu Zechet Tavik V'Kodesh L'Vrocha L'Chai Oilom Abo. The Ishbitze ties the Posik, he says. The Ishbitze ties the Posik. Where the Posik says, Vahi Bishurun Melech, Bisasei Vrosh Hayom, to ties the Ishbitze, you know what the Posik means. Shirak Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech. But Moshe Rabbeinu, only Moshe, he was the only one who was entirely clean from any shemitz shel gaiva. B'tachlis neged kol rosh hayom, even though he was a melech on the one side, right? But nevertheless, he did not feel himself above anybody else. He felt he's part of the tzibur. In other words, he did not look upon himself as being higher than the rest of the people. K'ma shenema boyz, it says, v'ish moishon ameyoyz, v'zeh shenema shoye melech b'isaseif rosh hayom. In other words, what the Tzaddik says, in the name of his Rebbe, that is a new chapter in the Posik, what the Posik is saying. Yes, Vahi Bishur Melech. But in spite of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, he considered himself to be part of the nation at large. Moshe Rabbeinu was marriage that he's a chelik of the Etzem Metzipa and the Asifa Sohom. Not that there is a people and he's someone else, but he's part of the people. So only Moshe Rabbeinu, Vahish Moshe Onav Miyoid, can say that he's pure and clean in any area of Gaiva. So Melech says to Tzaddik, therefore, when it comes to someone, the Inyan of Tomel and Nefesh, Misa, which Misa came about through the Inyan of Isnasus, right? The Inyan of feeling great, of feeling high, of feeling mighty, from being, of grandeur. And therefore this brought Misa be Yoylam. So this is only Misa's Mishul for Machne Shechinah, because you can't share Gaiva with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovesh. But as far as any of the other Machnes, he says, more or less everybody's involved a little bit in this situation. And then the Tzaddik says parenthetically, he says another thing, he says, the Gam Mahageyus, he says, Nistayev Bechinas HaAtzvus. I want you to know, he says, the person with the Balgaiva is a very sad person. He's a very unhappy person. People who possess the mid of Gaiva, says the Tzaddik, this brings Atzvus. You know why? Shebol Yedei Gaiva Shenechse Loy Lufi Madrigosoi. So the Balgaiva says, skip the meh. And the much coverage you're giving him, he's never happy. He says, this is what I deserve. That's all I deserve. Me? I deserve more. Do you know who I am? That's why I invite it. So the Balgaiva always is going to feel inadequate because he feels he always deserves more. As much coverage they'll try to give him, no, it's not enough. I deserve even more. That brings him always in a matter of matters. He always has chesbonus. He's always calculating whether you're finished. Was he given enough? Was he not given enough? This is what he's concerned with. That brings him to a matter of matters. Negaburche, just I took four lines from a different area of Ritzadik just to show you just an amazing thing. In a different place where Ritzadik said that he heard from the Ishbetzer regarding Atzvus, by the way. So we're just going to just depart for four lines. But just once he mentioned Atzvus over here, decided to throw in another area of Atzvus that Ritzadik brings, and he says like this. He says, Shomanum Rabbeinu HaKadosh Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Avrocha. You see in the brackets over here? The Inyan Tumas Neis Humidus HaAtzvus. The Ishbetzer says, you know why Tumas Neis you become Tomei when you come in contact with a mess? Because it puts you in a sad mood. When a person sees mess, and a person who is a little bit of a thinker, you have to be a deep thinker. Sof, reality that one's immortality hits home a little bit. Yaskelo Yom Amisa. Ultimately, what happens with that? You become in a matter of Atzvus. That's Tumas. Atzvus has no place in the life of Kedusha. Sad. Simcha, Idus Hashem b'Simcha. The inyan of Atzvus b'chlal has no shaykhet. There's no room for Atzvus in the life of a Yid of Kedusha. Anyone who entertains a career of Kedusha has to completely remove himself in Yavatzvus. Atzvus is the complete opposite. It's a destruction, it destroys koiches of Kedusha. When a person comes in contact with a mess, it throws them into the abyss of Atzvus. That's Matam. That's Tomei. Because you can't have Kedusha in that way. That's what the Ishbetzer said. That was the observation of the Ishbetzer. But that's why Tomei mess. That's when you touch a mess to become Tomei. You know to become Tomei? Because when you come in contact with a mess, you're thrown to the abyss of Atzvus. If you're in a mess of Atzvus, you have no shaykh to Kedusha. No such thing. A Yid is not allowed to be Atzvus. He is not allowed to be Atzvus. Say from the Arla Kalina. The Arla Kalina used to say, Atzvus itself, he says, is nicht die größte Averis. But with Atzvus can see bring it, he says, no other Averis can bring you to that low. In other words, what Atzvus can bring you to. Atzvus is something which brings you to other things. It branches out. And it's a motivating force into very negative areas. So ultimately, Atzvus is a very, very extremely, extremely destructive force. He says, and that's the idea of Taharas of Pora, he says, to purify yourself from Midas for Atzvus, because that's a Meniyah Gedoyla in any area of Avodas Hashem. Anyway, that's just an aside. Just as talking about Atzvus, an idea of Tumah Mes, you become Tomei because of the Atzvus, the attitude of Atzvus. That's how destructive Atzvus is. So now we go back. Sends of Tzadik further. So the kitzur of the inyan of Kovid. Kovid comes to Tomel Nefesh. Tomel Nefesh comes because of the connection with the inyan of Kovid and its Nasus. That's why came the inyan of Misa. That's why the inyan of Misa comes about, because of the inyan of Gaiva. So the Tzadik, listen to what he says here regarding Tchis HaMeisim. Listen to this thought about Tchis HaMeisim. The Amru Chazal told us, "Kol Adam sheyesh bo gasus haruach, ein afroi nina." Now, you know, you read this Chazal; it's a very frightening Chazal. If we interpret this, if we touch this to Pshutoi, what does the words mean? A person who has gasus haruach, it means his offer. It means v'achamei vesim shana. His offer will not be reawakened. In other words, the Pshutoi Chazal is saying there will be no tchis hamesim for this person. The Tzadik says, "So where does it leave us?" Tzadik included himself. He says, where? Who's going to say that Chanish can measure of Gaiva? So what's it mean? That means Reiv Rubam to call his soul and not going to be Zeichet to Kriya Sanesim. Look what he says here. And Mechlal, Taisus asks the question. Taisus asks over there, V'hikshu Taisus, am I l'choshev lo b'mishn ischelik? Taisus was bothered. Taisus learned it to Pshutai. Taisus says, Gemara says, that call me, hey, call Adam, change my gasa seruach, ain't afroi nina. His offer will not be reawakened, right? So why did I mention Mishnah and Sanhedrin, right? Gives a whole list of those that have no chelik, Baram Haba, and also says those that will not get up Chis HaMeisim. Does not say that the Balgaiva will not get up Chis HaMeisim. It's not mentioned. Doesn't say that Kolam is Goy, or Prudas Gazas, so it's not mentioned. Twice this question. So the Tzadik, I'll tell you what the answer is. You know why it's not mentioned? Because it's not true. He says, even one of the Balgaiva, that is a terrible midah, whatever punishment, I mean, there's a cheshbon for everything. I've added there are oinshim for midas HaKosuv, but not Chis HaMeisim is not one of them. They're going to lose Chis HaMeisim. That's not the Yonish for Gaiva. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Tzadik, look what he says. Again, it's a fascinating thing. Omnam yesh loyimah she'ena machuvim b'gemara shlo yamaz Chis HaMeisim klal chas v'cholila. Again, a lot of chizik. He says, the Gemara does not mean that. You know, you come to that Gemara, you know, it's chapter not sitter there. Right? You can lose chizam esim just like that. The Gemara does not mean that. He says, chaz v'chalim dimkein lo yishot kitzchai l'chol beri yikimat. Then no one can live. Then no one can survive. Then no one can manage it. Then no one has a chance. No one has a chance. Hardly. Come on. No one. Very little. Like a mechuvim, you know what it means? He knows the lashon. It's a fancy lashon there. It doesn't say, ein ekom l'tchia. Ein afrei nina. What does that mean? What does this one mean? His offer is not reawakened. So the tzaddik, you know what it means? It means to say, shloyamoid ba'afrei. Right? It means to say, shloyamoid ba'afrei. That he will not get up, kimoishinir mishinosoi. That he will not get up in the way that someone gets up from his sleep. In other words, what we're saying is, there's a pasuk as it says, kededarash hekitsu v'ramanu sheikh neyofor. This is how we refer to people who have departed, right? People who are already in the caver, we say that the time will come that they'll reawaken. In other words, it's a very interesting metaphor. It's a metaphor of people, right, who have died, that we describe their matzav as being asleep. And we also describe Chisa Mesim as waking up. The tzaddik, that's not true for everybody else. The matzav of Misa is different when you're a Balgaiva or when you're not a Balgaiva. Chisa Mesim itself is a sickle ordeal, whatever that entails. You know, there's two ways to wake up a person. You know, you can wake up very nicely, or you can take, you know, a pail of cold water and you can get an idea, and he wakes up too. Like a very noisy alarm clock, and also going to wake him up. There's a wake thing, you know, just a whisper in his ear, and he also might wake up. So it says this. The Balgaiva, his Chisa Mesim, will not be like merely waking from sleep. They'll have to do a little more to get him up there. So he'll get up! You may have to pinch him a little bit. Yeah, and you maybe have to, you know, just to shake him up a little bit. Oh, chuckling abyssal. Talk goes off, he's going to get up. But the Gemara says that Kolam is goyah. His offer will not be wakened up. His matzav will not be like being asleep and really being reawakened from asleep. That he will not be zoyche to. That privilege he will not be zoyche to, as he points out. As he says, because mi shenase shochem offer b'chayav, it means someone who's a shochem offer, means someone himself who is like low to the ground, he has no gaiva. Shezei you can make his mishinosa. Then his matzav will be merely being woken up from asleep. This matzah, this mile of Afrei Ninar, that Chisa Mesim will merely be like a snap of the finger, like waking someone up from the sleep. That's only for Grace to mention. That process of Chisa Mesim. There's different processes of Chisa Mesim. The process of waking up a person from a mere sleep, as simple as that, that's Noyeg Rak B'Nefoshes Givoyim Kedoshim. Because he says, the Alkein, because he says, for them, Mechuna Hamisa B'Divrei Chazal, you might remember in many Midrashim, how do Chazal refer to when they talk about certain Tanoim and Amoraim when they were, right, after they were no longer here? Kadomach. What does Damach mean? Kadomach means really when he was Nitzer, right? But what is the literal translation? Kadomach means asleep. Kadomach, then it's Angishlufen. It's Angishlufen, a letter sheni. But that's exactly the Loshen. By them, it's like merely sleeping. Kadomach, Loshen Shino. The Chen Amra also. We say it in the Yerotzins, and we say it always by the Hadrins, by the Sim Mashas, when we're in Saman Sechter, and so on. Bishar Bacha, Tishmer Alecha. Bishar Bacha. Right? Bishar Bacha. Elikta Nabet Likta. Bishar Bacha. Zumise. Baki Toysa, Hitizichacha, Lot Elova. Through the Torah. Right? This will be Hitzicha. This is what's going to be on his tongue. This is what he's going to be speaking about. But it's because he's connected to the Torah. So it's Bishar Bacha. We describe his Misa merely as being asleep. This Loshen, and also we find the Loshen is, what the Gemara says, in Erev and Daf Samachay, the Gemara says, Osu yoyme da'ariche ukitine the ninum, that should be the misprint, not the ninum, the ninum tuva. To tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara says there, Amrelei brata de Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. The daughter of Rav Chizda said to Rav Chizda. She says to him, Roi boye mar meinem purta. Maybe you'd like to take a little nap. So if Chizda says, take a nap, there'll be enough time to sleep, he says. There'll be enough time to sleep. There's going to come days. Soon, he says, the day is going to approach and we're going to have the long and the short days. He says, the Lashon he uses is, also Yoyme, the Arich Ketina, we're going to have the long and the short days, the Ninum Tuve, Mesuf Masach. There'll be a lot of time for that. Plenty of time for that. By the way, the Lashon of Arich Puketina, long and short, so Rashi says, Yomim Aruchim means Lishon, the days will be very lengthy to sleep, and the Ketina means Lasik B'Torah B'Mitzvah, but there will be very little time to do Torah Mitzvah. On this world, it's the opposite. On this world, you should take the time to do Torah Mitzvah and sleep a little less. Yes, there's a lot of time. But what do we see? What lotion do the kids use to describe Misa? Sleeping! There'll be enough time to take a nap. He says, we want to take a nap now. We'll take a nap, he says, when the time comes. We'll do it then. So, says the Tzaddik. So being that the Inyan of Tomemesh, which the Inyan of Misa came into the world because of the Mid of Kovit, because of the Mid of Isnasus, Zem Aramis Kriyas Parshas Poro. So now this is the Kriya Parshas Poro. Al Tachlis Taharis HaNefesh. He says, in order to purify the nefesh, gam ibchinas tumas mes means with brought the tumas mes. So we always think of parah aduma, right? The person touched the mes, he became tameh. So what happens? So he sprinkles so the afer parah, so now he's no longer tameh. Well, what about the midos? What about the midos? What about his midah of his nasus? What about the midah of kovet? We don't think about parah aduma doing that. We think about parah aduma just taking away the physical tumah. The tumah that a person contracted, it takes away the tumah. But no, it's also matayah the neshama. When you sprinkle the paradum, it's not just that a person was a tomemesh, that the tum is removed from his body, right? That now he's able to go to the Beis Hamikdash, he's able to go to all the other places, he can eat tumah, can do the avodah. It's also matama the nefesh, he says. That's what paradum does. The dakus of beruchni is. In all the areas, vazem, aramis, taharis, aporal, the ezoi. That's how we take the ezoi, as we know, the particular hysop. So now, says the Tzaddik, now that we are up to the third parasha, we already read three parashas, we read Shabbos Kolos. And we read Shabbos Ocher. And now we read Parshas Porah. So now we were zeichet to purify ourselves from the three cardinal midos, from Kinnah, Tithe, and Kovod. Now we're ready for Parshas HaChodesh. Because the first three was the Bechin of Sur Meira. Parshas HaChodesh is his Chachus. Now we turn over a new leaf in the Asei Toiv area. This is Parshas HaChodesh. The Hachome for Parshas HaChodesh are the first three Parshas. Because before we can achieve and to receive the hashpah of Ischachus, the koich of renewal, we have to get rid of the old. After you get rid of the old, then you're ready to receive Ischachus. Says the Tzaddik. So now he says, the nichlal kol gimel taharas hanefesh lefaneo. Now that we have all the three levels of taharas hanefesh, and Asim Bozei says, muchonim miyad lashroyes, right? So we come, he says very clearly, lashroyes hakedusha benefesh beparshas hachodesh, shekeneged kois dalet. That's what Parshas HaChodesh is. This is Veloshim Velokachti, because Velokachti means, right, that's already no longer Sur Meira. Velokachti is already Asei Toiv. Velokachti means now you're in a positive way, now you'll receive Torah. Shua Divre Torah, Vagdusha Lelev Yisrael, Lelev Chochem LeYaminoi, right, Lelev Chochem LeYaminoi, Ukamai Sheomros Chazal saying Yerushalmi Tahara, maybe Ledei Kedusha. So Paraduma is the Sium of the Tahara process. After you got rid of Kinnah, Tithe, and Kovod, now comes Ischachus. Ischachus is already Kedusha. That's Kiddush HaChodesh, right? HaChodesh is Elohim. That's already being Mekadosh. That's Kedusha. But before you can have Kedusha, it's Tahara maybe Ladei Kedusha. So you need the first three parshas. That is Tahara. These are all three areas of Tahara. Shkolim, Zohar, Parshas Zohar, and Parshas Porah. So that's the idea. See, by the way, it says Vitehara Vikichu, the Pesuk says. First Vitehara, and then it says Vikichu. Zeshoma, now we understand the Yerushalmi. Hasimen. The simon is Ben Shlishi L'Revi'i Lo Yishteh, between the third and the fourth kohes. In other words, once you have completed Tahara, once you've completed Sur Merah, Asei Toiv has to follow immediately. There cannot be a hafsoki between Sur Merah and Asei Toiv. Once you are zeichet to achieve and you come to the completion of Sur Merah, immediately you have to follow with the Asei Toiv. You cannot have that stuff. So after Parshas Porah, and you've already completed your exercise in the idea of Sur Merah, the Parsha of Tahara, so Aim Apsikim main Por La Khoidish. The Por is negative Altishu Gemara Gula Minara. Now we have completed Sur Meira. This is the Gemara Gula. This is the last one of Sur Meira. Achidish, now comes Parshas Achidish, which is negative Lakhti. Shihu Adivritaira, which is the Divritaira. Akadusha, Baim Ritzufim. Right, they have to come, they have to be consecutive one after the other. So that is the idea. It's the Hara Vikitcher. So here again, so Rav Tzaddik is telling us, so now we understand. There cannot be no hefsik between Sur Meira and Asetoi. It cannot be a hefsik. One after Tahara, you have to start with Kedusha. So once you've completed your avodah of Tahara, which is Parshas Porah, which completes the cycle of the three. So you complete the cycle of the three parshas, which is Mechuvan, Keneged, the Gimel, the Gimel Midos, Kinnah, Tithe, and Kovod. So now you're ready. Now you're ready for Ischachus. So So I just want to show you that how Rav Tzadik, just a little bit different, I'm going to show you, look at number three, we'll go very quickly, I just want to show you something. Rav Tzadik just points out, and you don't have to follow the whole thing, look in the first column, which starts in the Haftarah, because there Rav Tzadik points out, and says, look, the last three lines of the first paragraph, Mahaftairas, Umigimo Klippers, look at the last three, four lines of this first paragraph, which is now the next column. See what it says? Umigimo Klippers Elu. First paragraph. Tzadik says, because here Tzadik again, in a different mimer, also develops the idea that the three Tumas, which is Seraf, and Zov, and Tomen Nefesh, are Keneged, Kin, and Tive, and Kovet. But Tzadik adds another thing. It's not just three against three. There's another set of three. The three cardinal Averis are Gilarayas, Avoid the Zor and Shvichah Domen. Said Rav Tzadik, this also are consequences. Everything is of kinah, tithe, and kovet. How? Rav Tzadik, I'll tell you how. Umigimel klipas elu nistav gimel averes achamuris. Avoid the Zor, gilarayas and Shvichah Domen. And the way this works is, because the tachlis ha-gaiva, because of course, tithe, gaiva, what's gaiva lead to? Acha Omar, as Yishayanovi says, where a person, the old king, the ancient kings, right, the ancient kings used to say, A'ale al-bom se'yav adam el-yoy. That's what the ancient kings used to say, that I will climb over the top of the clouds and I'll be similar to the one who is most high. The kings had this notion that they're able, right, to compete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A'ale al-bom se'yav. That's Avodah Zarah. So that's what COVID leads to. Kinetive and COVID. COVID, in its worst form, leads to Avodah Zarah mamish. Because that's the idea where Gaiva leads, where the Novi Yeshaya says, the person says, by the way, it's Kapitel Yudalas in Yeshaya, where he says, A'al el bom seyav adam el elyon. And Gilarais is Shvicha Zomim, that's Taiva Vikina. Right? Gilarais is Taiva, and Shvicha Zomim, why does someone kill someone else? Because of Kina, jealousy. In other words, you're stepping into my area, right? We can't share. We there's no room in the world for both of us. You know, it's not enough for me alone. You're overstepping your bounds. You're stepping into my territory. It's kinah. So you kill the person. That's shvichah domen. So in the same way that these three things, kinah, tithe, and kovet, not only are midas hashchosis in their own right, but they also correspond to the three sholosh averes achamuris. Gil aroyes, avodah zarah, and shvichah domen. And go down to the next paragraph, kvar amarnu. As we have already said, that the kedushas avos is keneged levatel hagimel klippers v'tumos. There are three avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. So the Tzadik, the Avodah, the three Avodahs are also, each of the Avodahs are Keneged, is a bittul to be Mevatel, one more Midah of the three Klippos. Now Rav Avin, all of Asholam, Hoye Oyev HaBriyos, Rav Avin of Kor was a big Machnas Eirech, he would be Mekar of everybody. That was Keneged Klippos Akina. One cannot imagine Rav Avin being jealous of anyone. Rav Avin's whole life was to be Mekar of and bring everybody in, and to connect with everybody. Rav Avin's Avodah was Keneged the Klippos Akina. The Yitzchak says Reb Tzadik was Keneged Klippas HaTaiva Dal Yidei HaPachad Mashem Nitzel Mekol Taiva. In other words, Midav Yitzchak is Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad is clearly something which destroys Taiva. That's the antidote for Taiva. Person who's Mole Pachad, the Matzah Pachad, is not sure to be involved with Taiva. So Yitzchak was Midav Pachad, Pachad Yitzchak, his male is Nitzel Mekol Taiva. Certainly Pachad Mashem. The Yaakov Avinu Olav HaSholem, that's Keneged Klippas HaGaiva V'akovet Yehu Hoye Shofel Be'enov. As he says, when his bayar come upon him, as he said many times, Yaakov Avinu, as we know, Ketoin Timikol Achsodim, and so on and so forth, all the various different mamorim we find by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was connected the clip of COVID. But oz kishu zoichim liktushas ha'ovois, then zoichim lihitor mikol ha'klipois and mikol ha'tumas. So in conclusion, Rabbi Isai, just to show you that the idea that Rav Tzadik develops, that after the Sholish Parshis, when we are zoichim to Tahara, with the conclusion of Parah, then starts his Chachus, Parshas HaKodesh. Look at this Fasemis, look here. Look at this Fasemis. Fasemis says, in Tofresh Memalev, the Kovu Chazal B'Soif HaShona. The Chazal were Kiveya B'Soif HaShona, Kriyas Parshas Parah. They were Kiveya, the Kriya Parshas Koidim Parshas HaKodesh. Why? Why is it first? The Chsev Leiv Tohar B'Roh Lekim. Then it says, V'Ruach Nocho In Chadesh B'Kirbi. The first comes Leiv Tohar. After you have developed and achieved the life Torah, then we can be mispalov to the Ruach Nocha in an appropriate spirit, Chadesh. Shetzrichim ekoidim li esklimut in lekabel eschachus. You have to create a kli. Be matar yourself. Ubechol shono, yoyed eschachus li esroel, tzrichim ekoidim li tar belev. So Rabbi says, in conclusion, let's summarize that the three parshas that we have, Shkolim, parshas Zohar, and parshas Parah, are tikkun keneged the three midas, kinah, tithe, and kovet. Pashas Kolam again is a tikkun keneged kina. Why? Because Machzis Hashekels keneged Mechiras Yosef, which came through kina. Then Pashas Zochar is a tikkun keneged taiva, because that's the shayrish of Klipas Amolik. Pashas Por is a tikkun keneged kovet, because Tumas Meis comes from Eitav Beit Adat, which came through Vehiyisim Kelikim. Right? And these three klippers, from these three klippers come the Cholos Averis Chamuris. From kovet and gaiva come Avodah Zorah, right? Adam Eli Elyon. And from kina comes Shechadon, and from taiva comes Gil Arayis. And then the Kedushas Ovis themselves, the Avoid of the Ovis, were again to destroy these three klippers. It comes Pashas Pora. The Azoich Etake for the Tikkun of the Gimel Midos of the Kina and Taiv and Kovid. So now we are ready for Pashas Achoidish for the Hischachis. So the Ikka thing to remember from what was Tzadik, what we started with was that even though Bizman Azeh that we have no Beis HaMikdosh and we have no Por Aduma, but by reading the Parsha Por Aduma, we accomplish the full Tahara as if we had a Por Aduma. And the male of the idea to be able to destroy the Kina and the Taiv and the Kovid, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh, but to decree a Parshas Pora, we're able to accomplish it. With Yotze Mizeh, that Beis Hashem this coming Shabbos, when we read Parshas Pora, we're going to have the Koyach in this third Parsha, which means that we, Beis Hashem, will be Zoyche to be Metair ourselves from all the three cardinal Midas, which are Moitzinus, Odom, and Oilom. Should I be Zoyche to be Mevatel and be Metair ourselves from the vestige of Kina, Taiv, and Kovid, to the Kim of the Haftarah in Parshas Pora, Zodrakti Aleichem, you'll see Mayim Tehoirim, the Kol Gul Aleichem Atayr Eschem, the Nosati Lechem, after that Leib Chodosh, after that comes the Chachos, Amen Keirot.